I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where's Bob?
Hey, he's out in the hallway talking to someone.
Wish he was in here. Because we're about to take a little detour as we get ready for the Limitless Express. And that is, we're going to head down to Bradenton or perhaps somewhere else in Florida, depending on where the Pirates are, where our friend the Noah Constrictor is on the line. Bob, Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette, live from spring training. Hello, Noah.
I bet you has a big tan going on.
He also has a hell of
top
a St. Patrick's
Day. Top of the morning to you, fellas.
You too. A hell of a St. Patrick's Day outfit on, Bob. And if the monitor worked in here, we could look at it.
Why is that not working?
I don't know.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
How you doing, Noah?
I'm well. I mean, I'm kind of bummed that you guys couldn't see the outfit. I put a lot of effort into it. But now I just kind of feel dumb.
The audience can see it. The audience can see it, Noah. Yeah, just those two can't.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
We don't matter.
Well, I'm going to take the sunglasses off because I can't see in these things.
But, you were just rubbing it in anyway.
Well, let's start there with the rotation and Paul Skenes and him pitching the opener. What do you imagine his first three starts will be? Obviously, he pitches game one. Does he then pitch a game in the second series? And does he catch a game in the opening home series against the Yankees?
I don't think he does. No. I think that...
Whoa!
You know,
what?
Come on. No, we got to change that.
Why? Is the goal to entertain fans in the opening series, or is the goal to pitch your best player against the best pitchers of the opposition? That's what your opening day starter
if he goes
for.
On 4 days, if he goes on 4 days rest, he should be able to pitch Sunday the Yankees game of the
Would
Yankee
that be
series.
Correct? Oh. That's. I just think they're not going to alter his rotation for anything, and they shouldn't, especially this earlier in the year. They shouldn't build in too much rest, and they definitely shouldn't take away days of rest for him just to pitch against a specific opponent in early April. If he's scheduled to start in the Yankees, if it's his turn in the rotation, then yeah, he will. But I don't think they're going to alter things one way or the other just so he can pitch in the first of three games that they play at home. I mean, he will pitch at least once that homestand regardless. I don't know if it'll be in that New York series or not, but I don't
follows?
See them going
it,
out of their way to change it.
Is it St. Louis that follows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a division team, but still it doesn't – I think that if you pitch the opener, and I'm assuming he's going to go five, six, I don't know what he's going to do at that point. I would love to see him against that, and I think because it's the Yankees and they're so infrequently in town and you have a stud like that, I want to see him in that game.
So do I. So do I. That would mean someone else has to alter their schedule. So what? You know, someone else will have to skip a start. As long as he goes on 4 days rest, though, Noah, he should be good to go in that Sunday game.
Then he'll pitch that Sunday game. If he stays on his normal, they're going to stick to their rotation, and everyone's going to pitch on the fifth day. So if that goes according to plan, then he will pitch then. The way I drew it up, I thought he would have missed the Yankee series, but maybe I was wrong on how I looked at it, because they play 4 in Miami, 3 in Tampa, and then there's the off day. I don't know how it would work, but I just can tell you they're not going to change anything for anyone to give Skeens a special opportunity to pitch against the Yankees, and nor should they. You can't be altering start dates just to appease fans for certain matchups. The goal should be to win, and you win by sticking to the plan that you make in spring training.
All right, let me ask you about first base, because that's still seemingly unsettled. We saw that Hall hit another home run yesterday, came in the ninth inning, a 2-run home run. Is he the guy that at this point is the leading candidate to be there? And what about Henry Davis? How does he figure in on this?
At first base?
No, just on the roster. Two separate questions.
Okay. I think DJ Stewart's still the leader at first base. Derek Hall's swung a better bat as of late, but a lot of those hits have come against guys who are going to be pitching in the minor leagues. And Derek Hall has hit minor league pitching really well throughout his career. He just hasn't really hit big league pitching as well. DJ Stewart's been the guy who I think has got the most looks at first base as far as players that we didn't expect to see playing first base when we arrived down here in Bradenton. He's had the most consistent spring at the plate out of anybody who's in that first base competition. He swings from the left side, which is where Horwitz swings from. So it's kind of, you're replacing a lefty with a lefty. And he's done it before. I mean, he's got 7 years of big league experience. He's 2 years removed from an .850 OPS season with the Mets. First base is a newer position for him defensively, but they've got a gold glove utility guy behind him that they can put in as a defensive replacement in the late inning. So I expect Stewart to be the starter there. As far as Henry Davis is concerned, I think he makes the opening day roster as the second catcher.
Good.
He's probably the most well-rounded catcher right now in this organization. His defense has come a long way. The bat has the potential. We haven't seen it at the major league level yet, but when you look at the guys competing for the job, Rodriguez has swung a good bat, but I think they want to start him in AAA just because he missed all of last season. And DeLay hasn't been as good as Davis or Rodriguez, so he shouldn't make the opening day roster. I think it's Joey Bart, and I think it's Henry Davis as the two catchers.
Wow. All right. What's the opening rotation, and how soon do we see Bubba Chandler?
It's going to be a minute for Bubba, just because I think they're happy with what they have at the major league level right now. Paul's obviously day one. I think they're going to break up the lefties. Derek Shelton talked about that earlier this month on how that's their intention. So, and this isn't going off of anything I'm told, but if you're going to break up the left-handers, I would have to imagine it would be Heaney as the number two, Keller as the three, Falter as the four, and then Jones as the five, or maybe Jones as the three and Keller as the five. But they're going to go righty-lefty, righty-lefty there rather than just putting your five arms in order by merit. I think they want to break it up righty-lefty. You can put both of those left-handers are soft tossers, so you can pair them behind high-velocity righties. So it's going to be an interesting way they draw it up.
Well, whether or not that works or not, as far as Chandler is concerned, he seems very confident. I saw an interview in which Skeens said, well, he texted me and said, good, you have the starting day job this year because next year it'll be mine, something of that nature. He seems very confident in his abilities. I mean, is there an expectation that when he does get up here, I mean, he can bump one of these lefties out of the rotation, or does it give him some flexibility to make some moves potentially? What do you think would happen with him?
I mean, the funny thing about baseball is more often than not, these things kind of work themselves out. You know, an injury will happen or a guy will not have a good season and make the choice easy for the manager. That's what happens most of the time. I'm sure Derek Shelton would love to have a hard decision in May or June if Chandler's dominating AAA and all five of his starters are pitching well. He would love to have the dilemma of, all right, well, how do we make the best use out of everyone? But I think if that situation were to arise, you look at it where, I mean, a guy like Bailey Falter pitched a career high in innings last year, and he took a significant jump up in innings. And typically after that happens, you have to be very mindful of that guy's workload. And so maybe Bailey Falter's a guy who could rotate between the rotation and the bullpen this year. And if that's the case, then that creates an opening for Bubba Chandler. I don't think he's going to need a ton of time in AAA, Chandler being the guy I'm talking about. His stuff is big league ready. It's just getting a couple more reps. He didn't spend a ton of time in Indy last year. But once he's ready, they need to bring him up here because he is a true asset. I think he has the capabilities of being every bit of electric as Jared Jones was last year, if not better. I'm not going to put him in the Skeens category because I don't think you can really put anyone in that category right now, but he's not far behind. He's an immense talent.
Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. We're talking to Noah Hiles, affectionately known as the Noah Constrictor. All right, so they're facing a righty in Game 1 in Miami. You give me what you think the batting order will be with positions that day, Constrictor.
Man, a righty. Even though they're facing a righty, I'm still going to have Tommy Pham batting leadoff and playing left field.
Okay.
And I have Reynolds in right, Cruz in center, Kutch at DH, Bart behind the plate. We'll say Gonzalez at second,
mm-hmm.
Hayes at third, Stewart at first, and IKF at shortstop.
Dear God. How is Hayes doing?
He returned to action. Would that have been Saturday? So, he wasn't too concerned with that left side tightness. It's not something like the back where I think we're going to have to monitor it throughout the entire season. It was just a little bump along the road here, and the Pirates were probably rather conservative with how they dealt with it. He said he could have been back days prior to when he returned. When we've seen him on the field, I think he's looked solid. His at-bats have been really good. He hasn't had an extra base hit, but he hasn't played in a while, so that might be part of it. I think his new swing will help him get more contact in the zone, the two-handed finish. He's not going to be chasing as much, not going to be reaching as much. And this is a guy who I know everyone wants to see what we saw from him in 2020 and in the back end of 2023 with the extra pop and everything. But if this guy can just even be a league average hitter, he's a difference maker for what he can do defensively. This is a 3-4 WAR player if he can stay healthy and just hit league average, because what he can do with his glove. I think he can be a consistent 260, 270 hitter this year if he stays healthy with the swing changes he's made. But that if is something that I don't feel confident in until I see it happen. We've got to see how that back holds up after spring training, how it holds up in April, May, once we get to the mid-season in June and July. Can he still be a semblance of the player that we thought he could be when he signed that extension?
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, I want to ask you about pitching again, going back to that starting pitching specifically. Yeah. Joe and I were talking about pitch counts and how they apply to just about every pitcher. Although this year I'm thinking that if Paul Skenes determines that he wants to continue in a game, you know, it's the eighth inning, it's 1-0 or 1-1 or whatever the case, and he is really dealing. Does Derek Shelton allow him to go where maybe no pitcher around here has gone before? It's so predicated on how, you know, going to the sixth inning reliever, the seventh, eighth, ninth, and generally, you know, that sort of approach. But what is his expectation about innings pitched and pitch count in specific games?
Well, he said in January at Pirate Fest he wanted to build himself up to pitch 240 innings. I don't think he comes close to 240 innings, but I think that that is a realistic expectation for himself. I think he has the body to handle that type of workload. I don't know if he'll get to that, but I wouldn't be shocked if he gets to 200. As far as pitch count is concerned, I think with Skenes, they're going to look less at the pitch count and more at the biometric stuff, those analytics, where they're going to look to see how his pitches are spinning the second and third time through the order. Where is his velocity sitting at? And if that's taking a dip, that shows fatigue more than his pitch count will, because we've seen him reach triple digits and pitch 100 before. But if the ball has a little bit less spin to it, if he's missing his spots, that, I think, for a guy like Paul, shows a better indication of fatigue. And that will be used to determine if he stays in a game in the late innings more than pitch count. So, and sometimes they might coincide. It might happen that his stuff starts to dip after 105, 110 pitches. And I don't expect him to ever throw more than like 130 in a game. But I think that because of his role on this team and his just overall strength as a human being, Paul will have a little bit longer of a leash than most guys in this modern era of baseball.
Noah, it's been a little bit of an adventure for David Bednar this spring, has allowed 9 earned runs in 6 games. What do you make of his progression, and ultimately, is his spot as the closer still safe?
He's not the closer. I asked Derek Shelton this yesterday, and Derek Shelton said this team doesn't have a closer right now. I wrote about it yesterday. And it's something where I don't think that's a jab at Bednar. It's just something that the Pirates have been consistent with all spring. They said they don't have a closer right now. Now, that could change sometime this week as they finalize the opening day roster and pick someone to hold that role, but they haven't dedicated it to anyone, and Bednar obviously falls into that. Now,
wow, hold on a second. This led off a notebook, I think, which is the reason I missed it. Everything that I've seen, even I think from Shelty, since the end of last year, indicated that yes, this is absolutely our guy. I mean, this is big news.
It's the second time he said it this spring. He said it to a national podcast early down here. But I thought at that time it was more, hey, we just want everyone to compete for that leverage spot. I decided to ask him yesterday because, you know, this is the last full week of spring training, and I wanted to see if they had made a decision, if Bednar is their traditional closer, or if they're going to pick someone else for that role, or if they're not going to go with anyone. And as of right now, they have not named anyone their true closer right now. I don't know if that's a slight against Bednar and what he's done this spring, or more that maybe they're just going with a change in strategy with the coaching hires they've made this offseason. They're going to go with matchup-based bullpenning.
Who are the other candidates?
I would have to say Dennis Santana would be a lead guy. He's only allowed one hit this spring. He's looked really good.
And he was good last year, too, at the end.
Yeah, he was really good. This is a guy that the org is very high on. Since he's arrived, he's really taken off through the guidance of this pitching group here in Pittsburgh. Kyle Nicklaus has had a really good spring. He's thrown 8 shutout innings. Those two I would look at. Maybe Lawrence is the guy they brought in from Colorado on a waiver claim. He's had 2 really good outings. I don't expect him to get instant opportunity there, but he has experienced closing ball games before. Colin Holderman could be another guy that I could see pitching in the ninth inning. But they've got a lot of candidates. I mean, I don't know who's going to make the team as far as the bullpen is concerned. They've got probably 13 guys competing for these nine spots, and I don't know who they're going to go to.
Noah, we appreciate the time, man. I know you're busy. Great coverage. And now we have a little topic here with Bednar. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Noah.
Absolutely. Take it easy, guys.
There he goes, the Noah Constrictor.
Isn't that like saying if you have three quarterbacks, you really don't have one? When you have a bullpen with a bunch of guys, but you really don't have one?
I mean, he said whether that's a slight on Bednar and his work in spring training, that is absolutely a slight to Bednar. It's a comment on Bednar's season, maybe his spring training. But man, for Shelty to say out loud, I don't think we have that right now. I think right now we'll go and kind of figure out what we're going to do from there. That's pretty big that Bednar is no longer the designated closer. It doesn't mean he won't be the guy when the season starts, but there's no public backing from the organization. Bob, that's big.
Yeah, it is big because that's what he got his arbitration case or the money he got with that in mind. But I'm glad at least they're saying whatever you're doing is not good enough, and his spring has not been good. So if that matters to them, and it should, because that's what you're judging him on based on a season that I don't think was as good as his previous one, then you have to make necessary changes. That doesn't mean he won't emerge or won't end up getting back to that role. That means for now, yeah, they're just looking at other guys. I will say that about Santana. He's been really good, especially this spring, but at the end of last year, he was really good too. Every time they called on him, he did some pretty good stuff in there.
Man, I don't feel good about any of this.
Closers, though, emerge out of nowhere sometimes, Joe, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Guys you never think are going to be closers.
I'm not talking about that. I should have mentioned in my mind, I'm looking at the lineup right now. I don't feel good about this, Bob. Tommy Pham is your leadoff
hitter. Tommy Pham would not be on my team, honestly.
Kutch,
I mean, he is what he is, but he's a journeyman who's looking for work just year after year.
Yeah. Kutch as your cleanup hitter? And then you finish with Hayes, Stewart, and IKF. What do you think of that lineup?
I don't like that lineup. I think they should have done and spent more money in the offseason. They had every opportunity to do it. They have a pitching staff they think is going to be good as starters. They should have spent another $30 million on two players.
Even one guy. I know I always go to Jock Peterson because, and I'm not saying he's Barry Bonds, but he's a slugger, a bona fide slugger you put in the middle of your lineup, and then things start to look a little bit differently. And come on. What are we doing here with Tommy Pham in left field?
I don't know.
You go Reynolds, Cruz,
and all due respect to McCutchen, him as your cleanup hitter tells you that they have weaknesses throughout their batting lineup.
Oh, my God, yes. They have weaknesses at the top, in the middle, and at the bottom. Other than that, they're real solid. What do you make of this? Limits.
Well, I mean, I am concerned about the bullpen. The rotation is the only thing that I feel pretty decent about. The bottom three of this order, guys, you know how we always harp on how the bottom six of the Penguins has been an issue for however many years? The bottom of this lineup is going to be, I think, a problem, especially if Brian Hayes gets hurt again.
What about the top with Tommy Pham? As a leadoff hitter?
I like Pham, but not as a leadoff hitter.
What do you like about Pham? I'd be curious to know. What do you like about him?
Well, what I was going to go to was he's a good contact hitter, puts the ball in play and can hit gaps. But last year, he was not very good being able to do that.
He's 37 years old.
I would have preferred Peterson, too.
His on-base percentage in Kansas City was .228. That's your leadoff hitter.
I would have been okay seeing another year of Brian De La Cruz. And I'm not as confident in this bullpen.
When you're reaching for Brian De La Cruz, we know we're desperate here.
Yeah.
He played most of his games with the White Sox last year. He did .266 batting average. He actually had a decent on base for them at .330.
But Henry Davis, that was the other thing that he said. He believes he'll make the team as a second catcher. Good for that. Actually, what they need Henry Davis to turn into is a 30 home run guy they could slot as a designated hitter, cleanup hitter. That's what they'd like to see.
What happens to the human rain delay? Jason Delay.
He's going down to the minors, apparently. Mm. I want to see Henry Davis do well. They need him to do well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.